This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Hello, happy Wednesday, and more importantly, happy fun drive. This is such a special show today, so welcome back if you're a weekly listener, and if you're new, then hi, it's nice to see you. My name is Sasha, and this week at the station is a super special event where I get to check in with you, the listener, and you get to hear a super special show. I've spent a long time planning it and writing it up, thinking about what I want to talk to you guys about for this week, and I'm especially excited to talk to you about what CJSF community radio and especially music mean to me. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And of course, I'm excited to show you the songs I found for you. And especially today, I will be sharing my story of why I'm here, why you're listening to me right now, and especially why Fun Drive is so important, and most importantly, what you can do to support CJSF. So first, I want to explain a bit about what Fun Drive is. Fun Drive is a week-long time for listeners to show their support for our station by making donations. It's a way to show that you enjoy what you're hearing and when you tune in, and to keep supporting our values of being a diverse, grassroots, community-based station that is yours. We have a goal by end of this week of reaching $10,000, and every dollar you donate will help us continue to make CJSF a reliable and unique organization. We don't get funding by the government or SFU, so Fun Drive is a huge event for our station, as also a way for us to feel more connected to you and feel supported by our community, which you're in right now, and to especially grow as a station. So you can find more information on how to donate at cjsf.ca/donate, or text donate to 778-782-2573. So now that I've introduced what makes today's show so special and why Fun Drive is important, I want to tell you a bit about what I bring to every show. Every show I do, but especially today, I want to lay it out because I don't think I've ever actually told you guys before, like, what I bring to the airwaves, why I'm so passionate about this, and what makes me proud to be here. Something I love about radio, and what I always try to contribute to my shows, is experience that our listener is getting introduced to new music by people that are great. I get to show you songs that I've been personally chosen and playing here because I want to share them with you. The next hour is a time where I always hope to introduce you to new stuff, new great music that can maybe find new artists to love and listen more to. So without further ado, our first song today is by the band Jed and the Valentine from Edmonton. Some really lovely folk music to start us off, and from there, they'll have a great Canadian marathon. So much great Canadian music today. And after that will be from a band who I know personally. They're lovely people, trust me on this, and I'm going to tell you more about it because I have lots to say about this band. They're called Isabella and the Sprouts. I got to go to the album release party, and I think you will love it too. So stick around for that. And after that will be so much more awesome music. As always, I like to jump around genres, and I always end with rock. So stay tuned if that's what you're into. And just thanks so much for listening to CJSF. And with this incredible radio station at any time today, then show that. Donate now and become a part of the CJSF family, which is literally my family. My family listens to my show every time I tune in, especially my mom. I want to give a big shout out to my mom because she's always there, and she gave a very generous donation to get the ball rolling, and you can do that too. So donate and join the CJSF family and my family. To donate, you can either text donate at 778-882-2573 or our website at cjsf.ca/donate. So be the first one to donate and join my family on today's show and get the ball rolling.
Born in the trees as a runner, or smoke into the air. change in the skyline. I know that my time's coming soon. Burning up, burning out, back and forth, our footwork now, dancing through your fire.
I just wanted to jump in again. Once again, that was by Isabella and the Sprouts from their newest EP, Family Tree. I got to go to the album release party. It was beautiful. They are doing some great stuff in their band, and I just had to play it again. I did play a different song last week, but this is a different song called Big Ol' Love. I hope you liked it. Brand new music, found by me, curated, and chosen for you. Listening right now, you're doing it for free, but every programmer, including myself, spends hours planning, producing, and DJing their shows. I'm a student here at SFU, and on top of doing student things like studying and writing essays, I also have a part-time job, and then I spend hours curating a program that I'm proud to show you, all for your free enjoyment. If you understand how huge that is, how rare it is in today's society, If you enjoy that it isn't a pay-for-service and appreciate the work that goes into this, then donate now. Go to cjsf.ca/donate. We are listener-supported and based, so do your part to keep the music alive.
Hold up in her bedroom. Was it 12 o'clock when Sadie sang, "Forgive my sins, I'm sinking in with hell on my mind"? Go to sleep, I reply. She's a little bit scared of the afterlife air. Everybody, one by one, takes off into the great unknown. The flash of a light, it's comforting. My anxiety
Song you just heard was from the Algerian artist, also from Edmonton, Aladdin Krofi, with the track Joshua, and before that was the artist who is lives even closer to us from Chilliwack, was Ted Kim, with the song titled Ghost in My Attic. Something a little spooky in honor of Halloween tomorrow, and I got to find these songs on our diverse and global and also huge collection of albums, and it's one of the reasons why I feel so lucky to get to be a part of CJSF. Getting to discover great stuff like these songs, especially local works. Here at CJSF, one of the big ways that we support our local community is by supporting local artists, musicians who were raised here, or who are proud of where we call home, or who are based here. We shine a spotlight on these artists through interviews, writing reviews of their work, and of course what I'm doing right now, I get to play their songs on air. And we strive to keep our listeners informed about the newest and best artists, maybe even music that we're not too sure about, but maybe you'll love it, and that's what we care about. And so much of this work is done by volunteers, and sometimes these volunteers used to be on your side of the radio. That's where I started, and the great thing about CJSF is it gives anyone a chance to come visit the station, and by volunteering, grow skills like communication, leadership, and empathy. That's definitely stuff that I've learned here, or I've gotten to grow while being here. So we always hope and strive for people to feel welcome and accepted by CJSF. And I think that there's a really strong belief here that everyone has value and the ability to learn and give back to the community. The people who put in the work of what you hear from CJSF care about radio. I really care about radio. I always feel nervous before I go on my show because of how much I care. And everyone here at the station do everything we can to keep you informed, fulfilled, and excited about what you just heard. So I think CJSF is an irreplaceable part of the airwaves because of that. And on a personal note, CJSF has helped me in so many ways. I got to name a few of those things, but I'll name even more when I tell you my little story about why I'm here, why you get to listen to me. So stick around a little longer. And if you share these values or are proud to listen to CJSF for the same reasons, then donate now. We're all in this together, and we can't do this without you. So I hope you like the next song. I hope it inspires you to donate. It is also by a Canadian artist named Daniel Liu. Adeline is the track, and it's from his album Destiny. And we'll get right to it after this short PSA. So stick around for more.
Best friends support one another, and you can be radio's best friend by becoming a CJSF supporter and making a donation now at cjsffunddrive.ca or by texting donate to 778-782-2573. Be radio's best friend today.
Feeling bleak. 10 miles to go takes nearly empty. Road to you is never easy. Oh, Adeline, Adeline, borderlands we're cruising through. Adeline, Adeline, promise to it's a rundown house, front door is smashed. We hop over the leaning fence out back. You spot us in the distance, now you're sprinting fast.
Getting up for the moon, I love you right now. every the point. Smile in her eyes and sparkle in that sun. So hard out here, but I just don't care. Sue taught me to dance, she taught me to move. Now I'm so ready, ready to glide.
Was the artist Wyatt C. Lewis off of their album Chandler. That was the song Dancing with Sue. I just want to talk about it because when I first heard it, it reminded me of why I was so excited about this show, like why I was excited to talk about music, and it brought me back to the beginning of why I'm here. Where did this all start? And I think it started with my mom. My mom shared her favorite songs with me, and I remember going on drives with her, and she would turn on the radio and she would talk about her favorite songs, any music that came on. We would sing together, and folk music was a big place where we got to meet, but we also listened to rock music and everything else. That's where it started, and I think going on drives with her, getting to listen to the radio and talk about music was something that was a really happy memory for me. And whenever we turn on the radio, I loved to daydream. I was very small. I didn't really understand what the radio was. I just had this thing. I was like, oh, I go to the car. There's some fun buttons we can press, and then awesome music comes out. But I always pictured it as this little, like, cozy den where the walls are literally made out of music. And I didn't know about vinyls at the time, so everything in my mind was made out of CDs. And there were people walking around, looking at everything and playing. So I used to daydream about radio, and I used to daydream about me being there. So getting to do this is literally a dream come true. And I never stopped listening to radio, even as I got older and started finding new ways to listen to music. The radio is always a key part of driving with my mom and anyone. And discovering CJSF was the next chapter in my story of why I love radio. And I think as I was growing up, I used to listen to radio to fall asleep. When I moved to the countryside, it was really quiet there, and I wasn't used to how quiet it was, so I used to keep the radio on in the background just to have some sort of noise. And then I moved to Vancouver. After I graduated high school, I came to SFU. It took me a year to kind of get my bearings. Even though I did grow up here, I grew up in East Van, I just had to relearn it as an adult. And then my second year, I wanted to reach out to the community. I wanted to grow as a student here, figure out what there was for me. And that's where I discovered that we had a radio station. And I was so excited when I found that. And I was hoping to find a community of my own, which is exactly what ended up happening. I find so much fulfillment in getting to be here and help out here at CJSF. And even though when I started volunteering, I honestly never imagined being on air, because it seemed like something that was like that you needed a university degree to do. I'm honestly never getting to host a show has just helped me grow in so many ways. And I remember how nervous I was about being on air and how much I hesitated for so long and practiced so many times, because I was like, oh, like I don't want to mess up. And then once I did it, it was scary.